Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, you know what I was just watching? I was just watching Mikey Samristil and his wife on TikTok Live making brownies. Shout out to them, by the way. Mike Samristil and his wife have become tremendous ambassadors for the DMV. They did this bit on social media, and I didn't know it was a thing, and I can't wait until I'm in the financial position to be able to give back, because I think that's just literally all the world is about. I don't know what to call it. It's like Angel Santa, where, like, someone makes a Christmas list that's, like, less fortunate, they can't afford it, and, like, random people come by and buy the gifts for them.
Dude. Poet does one of those for PGC, man.
What is it called?
Poet does one. I don't know what she calls it, but it's the same thing.
Well, shout out to Poet, too, but I'm just saying it's...
like, she literally has been doing that in the last couple of weeks.
It's unique. It's different. I'm sure, no offense to Poet, I'm sure Poet's not... Poet ain't making NFL money now.
And you see all those Amazon boxes she was counting out there the other day and stuff? There's all people sending stuff into her.
No, that's different. Wait. So there was a list?
Yeah.
Either way, shout out to Mikey Zammer. So that's all I was trying to say. Do we get back to the Super Six Pack? Let's do that. If you're just now joining us, there we go. I mean, it's the best production in the business. Uh-huh. Did you hear the burp? Do you hear the burp that's manufactured in there?
Yeah, the first time I thought it was actually you, and then I was like, no way, it's like part of that sound.
Well, here we go. Real quick, if you're just joining us, the almost but not good enough teams. You know my three honorable mentions: Buffalo, Detroit, Chicago. I like this one. It's just Raider. Yeah, it's my favorite one. And then number six, the Patriots. Number five, the Packers. And then number four is where we stopped at. Making their debut on this list is the Houston Texans, man. They were my AFC pick to represent the conference in the Super Bowl. They are now my Super Bowl pick for the year. I'm about to probably sprinkle $5 on it next time we get paid. I am putting $5 on the Texans to win the whole damn thing. They have the number one defense in football, and if you watch Sunday Night Football, C.J. Stroud, for as much of a struggle as this year has been for them at times offensively, and he's been in and out with concussion, he was dealing. Made some big boy throws on Sunday Night Football, leaving the pocket, making throws on a run, hanging in the pocket, knowing he's going to get hit, still diamond it up. Shout out to C.J. Stroud, man. Stroud has got it going on. And that pass rush, that secondary. Shout out to Nick Caserio, their GM. You want to talk about a team that just drafts and develops at a super high rate? You look at the starters up and down that Houston Texans defense. All of them acquired by who? By way of the draft. And some of those dudes could have been here. The number one dude that I continue to get upset about. We could have 100% had Kamari Lassiter. We picked Jazan Newton over Kamari Lassiter. Think that was a bad choice? Yes. Kamari Lassiter, a draft pick. Jalen Petrie, a draft pick. Kalen Bullock, a draft pick. Derek Stingley, a draft pick. I always struggle to pronounce the dude's name. Henry Tuatu. Tuoto-O. The boy from Bama. Gets busy. Will Anderson, draft pick. Do I have to keep going here? It's possible to draft and develop your own talent in-house. I love what Houston's doing. I keep saying it. Watching Sunday Night Football and the way those two teams hit and the way they fly around on defense and take on pulling guards and set edges and form tackle, look like they're playing a different sport than the Commanders, man. They're number four. Number three is the Denver Broncos. Denver also here because of their success defensively. I have some doubts about Denver. I honestly should have flip-flopped these two teams. But Houston's making their debut, so I wanted to give the Broncos the benefit of the doubt here. I think I'm telling you right now that I'm disagreeing with my own list. I think Houston should be ahead of Denver, but that's here nor there. What I love about Denver is their defense is legit, yes. But I'm a big proponent of, like, I want you to play your best in the biggest moments. That has been Bo Nix throughout the entirety of the 2025 campaign. Whenever they need him to make a big play, whenever they need him the absolute most, he comes up big. Love what they're doing in Denver. Only thing that will stop them is if the injury bug catches up to him, and it hasn't to this point. My number two team in the National Football League, slinging Sammy Darnold in the Seattle Seahawks, baby. Look, ain't sexy and ain't perfect. They just win football games, man. Their only two losses this year have come by way of the Rams, the Bucks, and the Niners, and they lost those three games by a combined something like 9 points. They lost to the Rams by two, Bucks by three, that's five, and then they lost to San Fran by four, so nine. They've lost three games by a combined 9 points, man. You can't keep sleeping on this team. They're legit. And Sam Darnold, it feels like folks are not confident in him, and they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. As long as they can get the run game on track, I think they'll be fine. Adding Raheed Shaheed was another big addition for their team, not just the offense, but the special teams as well. Number one, very easy to figure out. And Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. The LA Rams, clear-cut best team of football to me right now. They got it clicking on all cylinders. I know they've had a couple hiccups this year, including their trip to Charlotte a couple of weeks ago against the Panthers, losing by three. Other than that, and this group's the real deal, man. They should be undefeated, if we're being honest. That's going to do it, though. Fresnel's Super Six Pack. My top six teams in the NFL for just now joining us. Number six, the Patriots. Number five, the Packers. Four, Houston. Three, Denver. Two, Seattle. One, the LA Rams. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up here momentarily, we're about to take a spin around the National Football League. Then we'll talk a little bit about the Wizards. But right now, my guy Vince is an Akiki. He wants to chime in. What's up, Vince? Hey, Vince, I'm moving out to the land far under real soon here, brother. You know, I call Akakik, Waldorf, Fort Washington. I say I live in Afghanistan. I will now soon be a resident of Afghanistan soon.
Hey, that's what's up, bro.
Yes, indeed. What you got for me, man?
So they said that you spoke on Jaden, was asking about DQ and AP. I just summarized my thoughts. You know him pretty well. I ain't moved too far off none of them. Uh-huh. Somebody could say this sound like a hot take. I'm cool with that, whatever. Everybody for me is on the hot seat, literally everybody in the franchise. Mm. Year three needs to look totally different. Well, I think everybody needs to go. I'm scared of that only because the owner is very loyal to who he hires. Yeah. All you got to do is look at the Philadelphia 76ers and you see how long it took to get rid of Daryl Morey and all that type of things.
Yep.
So that makes me nervous. But right now, and like I said, call it a hot take, whatever you want to call it, I don't think AP has made a good pick, a good draft pick, a good free agency signing. Yet, based on what we're saying, called me a prisoner of the moment. Laramie Tunsil was probably the best move we made, and you could say that was overdone because it cost us too much. For all the hole that we're in, you heard me say that Jaden was my biggest concern coming in.
Yeah.
You would hope that CJ Stroud had a bad year two. He seems to bounce back. Year three, outside of the concussions, maybe that could be Jaden's story next year. But everybody in our organization, not named Josh Harris, has everything to prove. As far as I'm concerned, everybody's job is on the line. If you're a man with pride and you claim you love the sport and you work hard for the sport, whether you're playing it or you're analyzing, you're picking the players, everybody needs to look themselves in the mirror and figure out where they stand, because we look like horrible trash. And it's been 30-plus years of it. And we in the 30-plus years, every 5 to 6 years, we get one good season. And that, you know, that gets this fan base.
Yeah, Vince, I think you hit it smack on the head. I got to let you go because I'm ruining the clock. We're in the waning moments of the program. But, man, Vic, I want to give Vic his credit because he back in the offseason, he said, I'm worried about Jaden Daniels. Can he replicate it? He wasn't wrong. Let's go around the National Football League next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The internet is a place that some of you should never go. I am what I was doing during the commercial break is with some folks called doom scrolling.
And you were looking at brownies a minute ago, man.
Well, I was looking at Mikey Sanders.
What happened?
Well, anything that you scroll on when you're not supposed to be looking. First of all, I think social media is the worst thing ever. TikTok is stupid. TikTok's stupid. Twitter's fake and it's full of fake tough guys.
See, now you're sounding like an old person. I thought you're youngest in charge.
Instagram, well.
Old man yells at cloud.
Well, if you're yelling at a cloud.
It's a Simpsons meme,
if you're yelling
man.
At a cloud, you're probably yelling at an iCloud because you are a stupid Apple user like me. It's all bad. Everything's bad. I am getting old, by the way. I'm 28 years old. I complain at loud things. I don't understand this generation's infatuation with all these stupid dances.
6'7".
Let's just end the show here. Say that again.
6'7". 6'7".
You're better than that. You're better than that. So right now, because we're I guess, adjacent to a luxury apartment home that Bilal Coulibaly actually stays in. I don't know if this is a hot blonde or a big man, but there's someone on the treadmill behind me or in front of me. Just look, just turn around and look, honestly. I want you to see what I'm seeing. Am I identified? Blue shirt? Is that a blue shirt?
Definitely a guy.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Clearly it's been too long. let's take a spin around the National Football League as we talk about some of the hot-button topics here in the sport. The big news that came out today, Philip Rivers, unretired, the Geritol gunslinger. What, isn't that a bar? The Geritol gunslinger, Philip Rivers, adding one more chapter to his NFL story. He worked out for Indianapolis Monday evening, and it's crazy. He signed today.
Will he become the oldest in charge?
It's a great question. Why don't you ask him or one of his 25 kids? He turned 44 yesterday. He's 44 years old. He talks a bunch of crap, and he's got one of the weirdest releases we've ever seen in the National Football League. But the Colts think he's going to be their saving grace. Look, Riley Leonard suffered a knee injury while relieving Daniel Jones, who shouldn't have been playing in the first place. Isn't this crazy? That's like, let me put it in radio terms. They rather put Daniel Jones out there on a broken leg than play a fully healthy Riley Leonard. So because he was playing with a broken leg, he overcompensated for that said broken leg and ended up rupturing the opposite Achilles. If that isn't a big bleep you to Riley Leonard, that we think you're so bad that we would play a dude on one freaking leg than play you.
I mean, we did that to Kirk Cousins.
We did do that to Kirk Cousins. So maybe that's something. But I can't believe what the Colts have going on. I mean, it's totally embarrassing. They're a bleep show. And I don't know how Chris Ballard's going to survive this one, because they're probably not going to make the playoffs again. And they had they were the last undefeated team in the sport, and they had a massive cushion in this division. And now they're not even in first place anymore with four games left to go. Boy, does it suck to be a fan of the Indianapolis Colts. There was somewhere else I wanted to go with this story. and I lost my train of thought for a second because I was so dumbfounded that Riley Leonard, he couldn't play. It's almost like I wanted to make the radio analogy. That's what I wanted to do. That's like CK choosing to put like Grant and Danny on with 103 degree fevers because he was so uninspired by the backups. Like that's like Doc Walker tripping and falling and breaking a hip and CK saying, no, I still want you to come in instead of Linnell working the show. That's how Riley Leonard should feel. He should be totally angry. If this was Little League, I would tell his mom to go talk to the coaches. Why is my son not playing over someone that's broken? Literally broken. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But certain teams just can't get right, and the Colts are one of those teams. They haven't had a quarterback since Andrew Luck, and he had the chance to be their best quarterback in the history of the franchise, even better than Peyton Manning from a tool standpoint. I know, I'm crazy. Sorry for the Indianapolis Colts. There was one other quick thing I wanted to get to. Kevin Stefanski, I said this yesterday, Stefanski naming Shedeur Sanders the starter in Pittsburgh. The other hot-button quarterback thing that I wanted to get to, I'm all out. That's around the NFL. One final segment before we get to John Walton coming up next. Let's talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards. Brian Keefe going to join the Sports Junkies tomorrow at 7:30. I'll tell you what I expect to hear from Coach Keefe next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let's talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards. Their head coach, Brian Keefe, going to join the program tomorrow at 7:30, as he does weekly here on the Sports Junkies right here on 106.7 The Fan. So excited to hear from the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe. A lot going on right now with the D.C. family. There was a Fox report. Did I say that right? A Fox report? Did I say that right? Like Faux, F-A-U-X?
Be faux.
Faux report? No, it's not, is it?
Yeah, F-A-U-X is in something that's fake.
I thought Faux was like the bone broth restaurant that all the bougie DMV women like to eat.
Faux would be like those cheap purses that look like they're from the expensive brands that they sell in New York City on the street.
I thought Faux was P-H-O.
That's the Japanese noodle, or the Vietnamese noodles.
The Vietnamese noodle broth place that all the bougie women across the DMV overspend on weekly and expect men like myself to pay for.
I think that's actually pronounced like pho as well, even though it looks like pho.
Give
I know,
me a break.
I know.
Pho, pha, fee, fi, fo, fum. The Commanders are stupid and dumb. Just kidding, Commanders. No, you're not. I've been in an abusive relationship with this team for years. And I know we're supposed to be talking about the Wizards right now, but let's just do that. Every time I bring, we had Tony Massenburg of Monumental Sports Network on Friday night. Every time I have a guest on to talk Wizards, they all say the same thing. And I think you all's apathy and frustration for the team, or not apathy, but your frustration for the team, I don't think is really going to reach a fever pitch until the Commander season is over. Because that's what you all care about the most, even though they stink. The Wizards have been totally uncompetitive for the better part of this year, and I'm okay with it because the growth and development of some individual cats. They made a trade, though, this offseason to acquire Cam Whitmore from the Houston Rockets. And Cam Whitmore, former first-round pick, graduate of Spalding High School, right here in Maryland, right here in the DMV in Maryland. And That kid's got to figure it out. Brian Keefe called him out the other day as to why he was not in the rotation and him not living up to the standards. He's got all the talent in the world. He just thinks he's Michael freaking Jordan, bro. That's the best way that I could describe Cam Whitmore. He has not met a shot he doesn't like. He thinks he is Michael Jordan. And I can't wait Are you in for the Junks tomorrow, Chris?
No, they're actually giving me a morning off.
Who's in tomorrow?
I think Ben's in. Ben's back to normal. Yeah, I just filled in yesterday because he was sick.
Well, Ben hops.
No, that was this morning. Jeez.
Yeah.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. Ben hosts the Locked On Wizards pod. You can get that wherever you download your podcast. No, I want to hear from the horse's mouth what is going on with Cam Whitmore inside of the walls of their training facility and then in games. Is there not a coach out there that's been able to get through to him? I'm not even talking about the fake report. I don't care about the fake report because it's fake. For Brian Keefe to call him out the way he did, Brian Keefe in here, let's call a spade a spade, right? For him to be brutally honest the way that he was when talking about Cam and his inability to live up to the standard, that was a message to Cam Whitmore through the media. We're going to see here when the Wizards get back in action, and I believe they're back in action coming up Friday. Yeah, they don't play again until Friday against Cleveland. At home, by the way. I would love to see then if he's learned his lesson. I think the NBA Cup is causing this little break right now. He's got to figure it out, dude. Cam Whitmore's got all the talent in the world. And if you can't succeed here in Washington where they're giving you minutes and giving you an opportunity and giving you the runway to be the best version of yourself, then maybe, just maybe, you're never, ever, 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 ever going to figure it out. And that concerns me because he's too talented. Like I said, he thinks he's LeBron James. And shout out to Brian Keefe for actually holding him accountable. Something that the Commanders coaches, it feels like, at least by their rotation, I know I see it, don't do very often. And that is the frustrating thing. 1-800-636-1067. Don't know why I gave that out. John Walton, play-by-play voice of the Caps, joins us next. Welcome back. It is Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We are always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. We'll wrap up the Chiefs when it comes to the Washington Cap. Play-by-play voice of your Capitals right here on the Washington Capitals Radio Network. Our pal John Walton. John, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, Linnell, good to be with you late night. And I like to say maybe best for last then, if that's what we're doing. Up to 10 o'clock, I got you.
Well, there we go, man. Damn sure is the best team in town right now when you consider what Coach Carbs and company have done here in the early portions of the season. I want to start there, man. Tell me if I'm describing this correctly, John. It was viewed as a little bit of an unconventional hire when they first made the decision to go with Coach Carbs. And the one thing that I keep going back to is, as important as the stuff is on the ice with this group, the camaraderie that they seem to have, everybody that you talk to around the organization gushes about how tight-knit this group is. Can you speak to that and just the job that Carbs has done as a leader here to this point?
I would say that, you know, our social media team does a great job of being able to get those videos that happen when the coach comes in and talks to the players after the game. And what you see from Spencer Carberry in those videos is only a small part of how good a dude he is. He is a wonderful, since I was 19 years old. I've never had a coach like him. And I mean that in the greatest sense all across the board. I have had the privilege of working with a lot of great coaches and a lot of great people. I've never worked with a better one than Spencer Carberry. And what his players do, how they support him, how he supports them, the family atmosphere that's here, the assistant coaches are part of that too. You've got so many good people and now across the board in this organization that it's such a special thing to be a part of. And I just want, when this goes, however long it goes, it has to be a Stanley Cup one day with this group. This group changes every year. Doesn't mean it's going to happen this year, but with this coaching staff, with Spencer specifically, I can't see him not winning at some point just because of look, injuries happen, and you know, better teams come along sometimes, right. And you know, there's only one team that gets to win every year. But I would love to see that happen one day, just because I've never met a coach that deserves it more than he does.
The thing that I will always appreciate about Carbs, and then this group in particular, like, it ain't always pretty, right? Over the course of 82, you're going to have your stretches, John, where you can't put the puck in between the, and you're struggling defensively, and you're not as physical, maybe. This group, the start they got off to offensively, John, I think everybody was talking about it. It was a little bit slow out of the gates, but they have been on an absolute heater. What do you credit in like their ability to kind of stay the course here?
Well, stay the course is exactly the right phrase, because this team didn't have any puck luck at all. They couldn't put it in the ocean in October, but it wasn't because of lack of trying or lack of process. And I think that's maybe the greatest part of the coaching job that Spencer has done this year, is being able to tell this group, look, it's going to be, just continue, and to borrow another coach's phrase, trust the process, because the process works.
Yes.
And it has. And so now you get to November and the pucks are starting to go in, and what everyone was talking about, regression from last year, Alexei Protas can't be a 30-goal guy again, can he? Jacob Chychrun can't be a 20-goal guy again, can he? Well, let's see. Jacob's already over halfway there. Yep. He's got 11. Alexei had a lot. Suddenly, here we are a third way through the year, and he's got 10 again. You've got Alex Ovechkin continuing to pour it in at age 40, where he is not the player he used to be, but he is still finding ways to surround this lineup. There are no holes, and that is, I think, the beauty of this team. They aren't maybe as fast as some teams like Colorado and Dallas, and yet there they are in the standings right next to Colorado and Dallas, because they have incredible chemistry. They are a good group. They are well coached. They play to what they are, and they score goals. And, oh, by the way, they have the best goalie in the game right now in Logan Thompson. So you add that all up. Defensively, they're great 1-6 back there. And even through the injuries, it's not like they
You talk about staying the course, overcoming the injuries the way that they have. Now, I know the Ryan Leonard one's going to be big.
Was a huge loss.
Yeah.
And now, you know, losing Ryan Leonard for an extended period is a loss. Losing Charlie Lindgren is a loss. Yeah. But, you know, they find ways. And the guys who are given the opportunities. How about Ethan Frank? Ethan Frank went to college, drafted. He got a fifth year because his senior year got wiped out because of COVID. And no one has ever given him a chance. He comes in and earns out of the AHL. He didn't even sign an NHL contract. He signed an AHL contract with Hershey, and then Washington was like, whoa, we might be onto something here. This guy can skate. And it, you know, his progression has been, at first he doesn't quite get it, and then the second time he does. Playoffs in Hershey, he goes out and he's up as a healthy scratch on the way to the Calder Cup 3 years ago. 2 years ago, he scored 10 goals and helped them win again. I love everything about that. And then that's just like a guy in the bottom six, but now he gives you something else. And it's a team of second chances. And who doesn't root for that, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. Joined right now by the play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals, the proud John Walton. You can hear him here on 106.7 The Fan, calling Caps hockey throughout the 2025 season. I wanted to ask you mentioned him, man, Jacob Chychrun, man. I think when this team acquired him, I don't know if people understood the potential magnitude that he can have on this group. What about him in particular has got you pleased here this year? And what type of tone setter has he been for them?
I think it's a testament to Brian McClellan and Chris Patrick and hockey operations on this team that, you know, Jacob always looked like he had the tools. He was a high draft pick with Arizona, and it didn't work out there. It was inconsistent. Went to Ottawa. He's from the Ottawa area, and you thought, oh, he's going home. This is going to be great, and it wasn't. And he has been unlocked here to be the number one defenseman he was always meant to be. You know, from an offensive standpoint, fans who go back, you know, far enough. I mean, he's got an Ally Afraid type shot. He can bring it from anywhere. And you know, to be able to find seams, run a power play, and be able to step in and get him under contract, because you brought him in, he had 1 year left.
Right.
And you had to come to terms, and they did, and they signed him for eight more. So he's going to be here through 2033 and, you know, still in his late 20s. and just entering the prime of his career, and looks to be one of the very best offensemen in offensive defensemen in the game right now. And that's a wow. That's going out and getting a guy who's on his third team and turns into one of the best in the NHL. That's been a lot of fun to watch, and he certainly has a lot to do with the offense from the blue line, which is the tops in the NHL. No team more than the Caps has more goals from defensemen. So it's not even just him. John Carlson's
had a
good year.
Yeah, I was about to say, the old dog.
He's still getting it done, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of that. I mean, across the board, it's just been guys who, all right, tonight's your night, and the next night it's my night, and it's your night, and they all cheer and pull for one another, and they win hockey games.
John, the other thing that really interests me with this team, and we talked about it briefly a moment ago, in terms of the injuries that they've had, and the latest being, you know, Chucky Lindgren and Ryan Leonard going on injured reserve, of all of the injuries they've had to deal with this year, which one do you think has been the most impactful, and which one do you think they've overcome the best?
Pierre-Luc Dubois, I think, period and stop, just because he does so much and they miss him a ton. But they got Nick Dowd back, and even he was gone for 8 games. That helps defensively. But PLD not only can be on your number one power play, but he can penalty kill. He's going to take so many D-zone starts. He's the guy that when you're playing Connor McDavid or Austin Matthews or anybody else who is among the elite, elite forwards, elite centermen in the NHL, that's his defensive responsibility. That's a huge loss. They are going to get him back, and I suspect that, you know, by the time you get after the break and you've got PLD back and Ryan Leonard will come back at some point and you'll be back to full strength, and maybe the silver lining and all of that is that these guys are going to sit and just hitting their stride right about game one of the playoffs. Maybe that extra rest, especially in a condensed schedule where everyone else is going to be so beat up and tired and all the best players in the game are going to the Olympics, and then they're going to come back and they're going to come back to more condensed schedule. This Stanley Cup, more than any other, is up for grabs, and it's going to be a team. There is no clear-cut favorite. The Capitals right now are the best team in the Eastern Conference, but it is there's probably 10 teams that could say, yeah, you know what, this could be our year. And the Capitals are in that group. There's a bunch of others. It's so tight, so compact. But the Caps, if they're fresher and their big guys are fresher, maybe that ends up being something that puts them over the top. We'll find in springtime.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Tom Wilson. And over the last 2 years, you've really seen him get healthy and get back to the Tom Wilson we know he could be. He's off to another tremendous start this year. What have you made of him here in the first portion of the season?
Well, leading the team in goals, leading the team in power play goals, and what I liked, the first thing I really liked about his season was back in Bay, where Caps come back, win it overtime 3-2. He gets points on all three, including assisting Chychrun on the game winner. Yeah. And the reason why I liked that game is because John Cooper was the coach for Tampa Bay that night, of course, and John Cooper is the head coach for Hockey Canada. I want Tom Wilson to go to the Olympics, and I think he's gonna. It's a really tight battle when you've got so many good Canadian players, but I think the fact that he leads this team offensively, he does things that from a physical standpoint that can help you win. I think that if you could draw him up on the best Canadian team you could assemble, I think he belongs on it. And I think there's a lot of sentiment now in the Canadian media and national folks that have started to really beat that drum a little bit. Elliot Friedman's going to be here this week and doing a piece for Hockey Night in Canada on Wilson and potentially being on Hockey Canada. So I think that that's going to happen. I think it's got a real good chance anyway, and I love that because as a Toronto boy, all he wants to do is win Stanley Cups, which he's done once, and he wants to play for his country, and I really, really hope he gets that chance on Nell, and I just have a feeling he's going to.
Prayers up for that, man. I hope that he could cross the finish line when it comes to that as well. Joined right now by our pal John Walton, your play-by-play voice of the Washington Capitals right here, joining us on Overtime here tonight. John, the last couple of times out in the postseason, correct me if I'm wrong here, it feels like their lack of speed has been the undoing in the NHL's second season. Do you think they're better equipped to handle that this year, or do you see that potentially still being an Achilles heel?
I think it could be a little of both. They could always stand to be quicker. I think Ryan Leonard gives them that dimension, and it's a shame that he got hurt the way that he did in Anaheim, because I think he was just starting to get unlocked and figure out how to do it at the NHL level. But he will when he comes back. So that's a big piece they didn't have. But I think that when you know, what Spencer Carberry spent his summer vacation doing was figuring out and looking at tape, how do we beat those guys next time?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that, you know, in poring over that film, what did we not do? What can we do next time? Spencer's first time in the playoffs, you know, the Caps got their wheels beat off them by the Rangers and were out in four. Then they come back and they win a playoff series and they look good doing it against Montreal, and they didn't get out of the second round. There is a progression there, and I think that progression is going to continue. I think they can stand to get faster. I hope that there is something maybe at the deadline or something in the trade realm that may help that. We'll see. That's no guarantee, of course. But Ryan Leonard alone helps that, and I think as long as they are able to play to their identity and play their 5-on-5 and shut down the other team and play defense first and wait for opportunities, they're not going to win 6-5 hockey games. They're not built that way. They may score a lot of goals some nights, but when it gets to the playoffs, those are not their kind of games. They need to win 2-1 and 3-2, and you do that by having a great goaltender.
Yeah.
You do that by having a great defense, and then you look for opportunities to score. And I think when that comes around, come springtime, and I've said all along, I thought Carolina was probably on paper maybe the strongest team. I'm thinking that still could be the case, but the Caps are right there too and are almost certainly a playoff team as well. Then, you know, when we get to springtime, we'll see how it all falls out, what the matchups are, and go from there. But, I think they will, if they can, yeah. But, you know, just play to your identity. You're a defensive team with great goaltending and opportunistic, and hopefully that'll be enough.
You segued us perfectly here to wrap this bad boy up. They were able to ink LT to an extension last year. He has been going Kanye crazy this year. John, what has been so special about him, and how do you think he is going to be able to deal with, you know, Lindgren being out of the lineup, not having that guy that can spell him every now and then?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting stretch here in the next couple of weeks, because the good news is there's only one back-to-back between now and New Year's.
That helps
a
lot, yeah.
He can mostly pick it up. I mean, they're going to need somebody, whether it's Clay Stevenson, and it probably will be Clay Stevenson, to be able to get a start or maybe a couple if Charlie's going to be out for a bit. But he thrives on that, and he's fine to take the ball and run with it. He did it with Vegas. He's done it here, and he's been great. I mean, high danger chances are where he excels. It just feels like the confidence that this team gets by knowing that even when somebody breaks in between the dots and lets one go from 6 feet, it's probably not going in. And, you know, he'll knock it down. He'll do whatever acrobatic save sometimes or whatever he has to do to stop that puck. He has. Right now, he is the best goalie in the National Hockey League, which is why the Capitals are where they are, again, at the top, when it looked like, I mean, the crazy part, Linnell, is they were in 26th place the second week in November. And now they have
to. How quickly things can change.
10-1-1 in their last 12, and they completely turned it around. They've gotten that puck luck, and LT's been the biggest part, maybe, in propelling themselves right up the standings, passing all those teams in the process, and again, being the top dog in the East, and hopefully they stay there.
John, appreciate you making for us some, making some time for us, rather, as always, late night here on Overtime, brother. We appreciate you.
Well, now I always have time for you, my man. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That is John Walton, the absolute best when it comes to talking all things Washington Capitals. That is going to do it, though, here for this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.